law crews chopping wood, and went right on chopping wood, and Mr. Dane come in over and sat down on a log, and he said, "Come on, Dad," he said, we've had enough trouble seeing me like." He said, "There isn't any reason why we can't be friends." And Dad said, "No, there isn't. There isn't any reason why we can't be." And Mr. Hearn said, "Well, now, I haven't," he said, "you got your Winchester, but I don't have a gun." And Dad said, "Well, you need to be afraid of mine." He said, "If you don't want any trouble, I sure don't." Well, Harry was a big old fat man, and he sat down on that log, and he had his six-shooter down the band of his breeches, and when he sat down, it pushed that six-shooter up, and it fell over the side of the log. Dad said something not very nice to him, and he said, "I thought you didn't have a gun on you." He said, "Well, now, and I can see that old man yet. He turned just about the color of the top of that." Still, when that gun fell. But after that, everything was all right. They never did have any more trouble that I ever knew of. Of course, I don't think they admired each other a bit, but they never was anymore.
So an armed truce.
Yes, sir, it was. From then on, we never did have any more trouble after that. The boys, always before that, every Sunday of the world, to our house for Sunday dinner, just as sure as a Sunday, and the boys missed that because there just wasn't anybody to neighbor with or talk to or anything, and they missed that, and we did too.
You mentioned the barn. Did you store hay in the barn?
No, it was just sacks.
Did it have an upper part?
No. No, it was just dug back in the bank, the stable was. Just dug back in the bank with poles laid on that. Now, sometimes if there was lots of hay, well, they'd put hay over the top of that. Usually put branches, they'd put those poles up there, you know, what they call the ridge log. Mm-hmm. And then they'd pile branches up there. Well, they'd be logs so it'd hold those branches on. And if it was hay time and lots of hay, why, they'd put a lot of hay on there. But if they try to keep enough on there to keep it from leaking.
Had difficulty. These
yes.
People come to the doors, and here I come with information. People think I'm a vacuum cleaner salesman or something. I'm using some sort of a gimmick. All I want to do is visit. Did you have a building for storing corn? You already told me.
We didn't have corn, only what Dad would go to Englewood and buy. He just never did plant any corn.
Did you have any grain or a building for storing grain?
We didn't. Now, they did after the country began to settle up. I think most of the settlers, as soon as they could afford it, they'd build little granaries and things like that. But I'll tell you, the first few years that they were farming out here, there wasn't anything to store. It was hard going.
You mentioned the haystack, and I asked you if they had those little piles in the field, and you said they just put around the big
pile. Uh-huh.
Did you say you had a shelter for your cows or
no,
anything
didn't
like that?
Have,
what did you call a place near the barn where your cows were enclosed?
The corral.
And if you had cows for milk, did you have a special place to milk them?
Yeah, usually in the corral. In the early day here, we never thought about taking calves to put it in a corral to brand. They just round up and rope the calves out of the herd and drag them to the fire and brand them. But and then turn them loose. Usually they'd, or a lot of the ranchers didn't even have a milk cow. They'd just buy, they just didn't have.